A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count. From every nation, race, people, and tongue, they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne. They worshiped God and exclaimed, "Amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. The Lord's of the earth and its fullness, the world and all those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It's a holy day, of course, but not a holy day of obligation because it falls on a Monday. But it's the day that we celebrate all those who are in heaven that are unnamed. You know, so they're not officially canonized, but we know that they're there, and that's why we pull them all together and we celebrate them. But we don't just celebrate them for them, but celebrate them as a call to us, which all saints are. They're calls to us about for us to join their ranks one day. And then when you listen to the second reading, it's really the challenge there, huh? He says, we know that when time is revealed, we shall be like him, meaning Jesus. And then he says, everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. Years ago, I used to work in the Grand Canyon as an ecumenical minister, and there was Baptist there and a real good friend, this who became a pastor in the Baptist church. And we used to go back and forth because he said, there's no good in me, there's nothing we can do good, you know, we're just bad. And I'd always quote this verse to him and says, no, we're called to be like Jesus. Now, again, it's not a Pelagianism. We're not doing it under our own power. We're doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're doing it by God's grace. But we need to have the desire for this, to cooperate with this grace, to want to be a saint. So again and again, the question of you and I today on this great feast day is, do we too want to be saints? Do we want to enter the kingdom? Do we want to be holy? Do we want to be the people who, when people look at us, they see Jesus? That's the point. That's the call. That's your call, and that's my call. So let's cooperate with it fully to be like Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.